And what I'm hoping that you'll get out of this is when I see other school attorneys, unfortunately, it's typically at the legislature, because I'm also our director of legislation, it is in an adversarial setting, or it's in an adversarial setting at the legislature. So these are just some considerations to give you insight into what we as teacher representatives get the most calls about, and maybe some takeaways to how to prevent grievances moving forward, and know that we do counsel a lot of teachers out of filing the grievances. And I'm going to start with just a picture of my kids because, you know, I want an excuse to share some cute pictures of my kids. And my oldest is going to start kindergarten in the fall, and so he's going to be in public school. And so, Leander, ISD folks, if you're here, I promise I will try to be as normal a parent as I possibly can and not bother you too much. And my last disclaimer for the presentation, a lot of this may sound to others like whining or teachers calling to talk about me, but that's not the case. Teacher working conditions are student learning conditions, and when we are called, it is typically a matter that's kind of the straw that's broken the camel's back. There's a lot of ongoing, year-long issues that have accumulated, and we get the call when they finally say, I can't take anymore. And so I do just want to read the quote, which is that, and I'll paraphrase, with some ESSA research, that literature has found teacher satisfaction is related to the amount of voice that teachers have in their decision-making about issues related to their job performance. And in a survey conducted in 2007 with over 20,000 participants, respondents cited the opportunity to participate in school decision-making and the quality of relationships among the staff as the most important factor influencing why they choose to stay in a school or in teaching, period.